Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live coast to coast on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented as always by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. Scheduled to join us here momentarily is Mike Rizzo, the ousted GM and president of baseball ops of your Washington Nationals.
I know that they've been texting back and forth this morning, so I know he's going to come on imminently, but I see them just kind of trying to line up the phone lines and make sure it works. I don't know about you, but one of my first questions is, I wonder how shocked Mike was. Because
we'll get to that.
Yeah, because I a lot of people were shocked when this news hit. Is he there? Okay, Drabby's talking to him.
Yeah, I want to know who delivered the news to him.
Yeah,
is it Mark Lerner himself? Or
yeah, let's find out.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Hey, man, how are you?
Good morning. Where I'm is? Doing fine. How are you guys?
Good.
Have you slept well the last couple of days?
I've been a little better.
I always sleep pretty well, guys, but it was a trying couple of days, and since the weekend, but hey, we're all adults here. We're big boys, and we know what we're into when we take these jobs, and we had a hell of a run, and I'm proud of what we've accomplished, and I think I know I did it my way. I did it the way I led the organization and the franchise the way I felt was best to maximize our potential, and we had a lot of success. And at the end of the day, I've said this for years, every year since I've been on this program, it's, you know, this is a performance-based industry, and mm-hmm. And you know, when you don't perform up to the standards that ownership has set, then it's their option to make changes, and they did.
Can't say the S word on the radio.
We should be able to. We should be able to say it, but we can't.
Crappy. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Exactly. So. That's how I feel, and had a lot of. A lot of cool emotional interactions with current players, especially ex players and ex staff members, and people that I would not have expected to really have that kind of outpouring emotional response to what we did here in Washington.
Hey Riz,
it was pretty cool.
Riz, the timing of the dismissal kind of shocked me a little bit. It was confusing to me because you guys lost 11 straight, and I thought if there was going to be a move, either you taking out Davey or them taking out both of you, it would have been during an 11-game losing streak. But then you went out west and then came back here, played the Tigers, and you went 7-6 in those 13 games. Now, the Boston series was bad because you guys were, outscored 27-9. So, I don't know, just the timing confused me. Were you kind of surprised by the word that you guys were out?
I was a little surprised, but I wasn't shocked. We had Mark Lerner and I talked every Monday since I've been here. So, we're in constant contact at least every Monday since I've been there. And when Ted was here, it was Ted and Mark every Monday. So, we have a pretty consistent communication throughout the season, and I don't think it was based on any one series. I don't think the Red Sox series pushed anybody over the edge, but I think it was a little surprising just because of the timing. But when you have conversations with ownership and they make decisions and when you are in a point where you're struggling in the season and you're trying to make everything right and play better baseball, You know, it could happen. It could have happened at any time during the season. And I had told them when they sat down with me and the owner sat down with me and gave me the news. I said I still believe I'm the best person to lead this organization to a championship. I still believe that. I still believe in the talent of this team. We've got a lot of good young players. We just don't match up with the big boys of the National League and the depth of good players. You know what I mean? I'll put our 3 or 4 or 5 young rookie type of players, service time players with any young players in the game. I know we matched up well against the Angels and the Tigers and those type of teams. And, when you look at how we played, certainly at certain points during the season, we beat the Orioles 5 out of 6, I think. As well as we played in the month of May was as bad as we played in the month of June. And I think that is just the epitome of a team that has 7 or 8 or 9 players that made their major league debut this year, and you've got a bunch of young players on the team, and they just don't have the experiences to be consistent enough and gone through it enough to be a consistent everyday winner.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, the former president and general manager of the Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. So one of the biggest questions from the fans is, were you given an ultimatum to fire Davey Martinez? Because the perception is that you guys were a tandem, you guys were a pair. And then kind of piggybacking off of that, were you frustrated that you couldn't spend the money that maybe you wanted to?
I think there was frustration to go around for everybody, from ownership to players, to scouting, to development, all that stuff. So yes, there was frustration from all sides, especially when you don't, when you're not playing your best baseball and that type of thing. But I, like I said, I still believe in this team. I still think that they are not far away from competing for a playoff spot, and I think that in the long term, with the young current players on this team, and what you have in the minor leagues, and what this draft is going to produce for you, picking 1-1, I think that this is going to be an attractive job for anybody that wants to come in and really put their stamp on a team that's really close to winning and winning for a consistent period of time.
Mike, did you said you talked to Mark every Monday, and you did that for 20 years, right? You also, by the way,
a long time.
You had an unbelievable quote where you said, you managed that ownership group for almost 20 years. Did you have contact with others? I mean, I was stunned to see not only do you have learners, but you have like CEOs and CFOs and CEO, all these other people.
Never heard of Gottlieb till this week.
Yeah, you got grandkids. Did you feel like, did you have to answer to those people and sort of kind of all in that? I always just assumed you were kind of safe because you were here. You were the architect of all that success. I never really felt like if there was going to be a change, I thought it'd be the manager. I actually didn't think it would be you. Did you feel like your job was on the line at various times throughout your tenure?
I would think that, I've said, I've been in this game a long time, and it's my 43rd year in professional baseball. And I know how the game is played. I've been around regime changes. I've been around people that have been fired before. I have fired people before, and it's never an easy thing to do. I can speak for myself. I've never thought one time that I had to general manage for my job. Mm-hmm. I think that. My resume and my reputation in the game speaks for itself. I think that I hold my head up high by the standards that we have developed here, and this. Remember, we took over from MLB, and this place was a circus act. And
right.
And I think that I did it my way for 17 years. The Lerner family allowed me to have the keys to this franchise and build it and develop it in my personality and the way I wanted to do it. And, you know, my goal is to, you know, was always to achieve greatness, but with integrity and honesty and professionalism. And I think that, you know, I sleep well at night knowing that we did that. And I think that when you pull all the ex-players that we've ever had, all the ex-managers, all the ex-coaches, and you know, a special shout out to every player, every manager I've ever had, every coach I've ever had, every scout, player development dude, trainer, clubby. These people are all so near and dear to my heart that that they're as big a part of a championship franchise is as your starting shortstop is, in my opinion. Because this stuff, to win these to win four division titles and a wild card and a pennant and an LLDS and an NLCS and a world championship in our first 14 years of existence is an amazing feat. And unfortunately, we had to tear it down and rebuild. The rebuild's taken longer than anybody wants it to, but the foundation of this rebuild is solid, it's strong. And like I said, that the person that steps in here is going to see the cupboard's full. You've got guys that you've got some good service time to build around, you know, James Woods and the CJs and the Gores and the Cruises and that group of guys. And we just have to, you know, the next step for them is to add to that core and get more really, really good players, get a deeper lineup, get a deeper roster, and to be able to, you know, withstand the rigors of 162 games in 185 days.
Riz, I don't know if you read the Tom Lavero article that he put out, but
I did not.
Okay.
I haven't read a thing.
Okay.
Here's what I've done. Let me tell you what I've done. Just before your question,
right.
You know, this is my first year in 43 or 50 years. I never had a summer off when we were in Little League. So, my first year, I went to. I took my son to the swimming pool on Monday, and
right.
We went to story time yesterday. So
right, good.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
All right, but the question I had was, he reported that back in 2019 that the Lerners, they extended Strasburg's contract without you knowing that. Is that true?
I'm not going to discuss, you know, our negotiations with any particular player. Strauss is a national Hall of Famer for me, and one of the reasons that we have a flag up there. But you know, it makes no sense, and it makes no difference anymore. How the sausage is made. You know what I mean? four division titles, a wild card championship. NLCS, NLDS, pennant, and a world championship kind of speaks for itself on the way we did business. And I think that I look at it this way. Every GM that I know, and I know all of them, and I've known a lot of them that are not doing it anymore. We all have interactions with ownership, and each dynamic is different. And we're all big boys. You can live with the dynamic, or you can leave and not live with the dynamic. I always thought that the Lerner family, Stan Kasten, specifically Ted Lerner and Mark and the rest of the family, you know, they gave me an opportunity back in 2009 to run an organization. There's 30 jobs like this in the whole world. You know what I mean? And they gave me an opportunity to do one of them. I'm eternally grateful for that. I think I paid them back in spades for the trust and loyalty that they showed me, because I've reciprocated to them, and it's been a great run, and I've got no regrets. There's things I would have done different, but no regrets on how I handled myself and how I handled the organization and the roster and the players.
What'd you have done differently, Mike?
I'd have to think. I'm talking about specific signings and stuff like that. You know, there's always. 2020 is always 2020 hindsight is always crystal clear. So, you know, there's things that players I would have signed instead of other players and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But as far as the macro vision and the global look of the organization, we get it. I ran it the way I wanted to run it, and with honesty and integrity and professionalism. And you know, I often say that my job is to deliver bad news to players, and I think that when you pull the players that we had, we weren't always fuzzy and lovey-dovey, but we respect each other, and they respected the way I did my business and the way I treated them because the players are the reason that we do all this, because without the players, we have nothing. So,
Mike, we're going to promote the second annual Blackjack and Barbecue Bash here momentarily. We don't want to try and drill you down on a couple things, okay?
Okay, do it.
Short answer, because I think you danced around it, and maybe you're still going to dance around it, but were you given an ultimatum to fire Davey that would have maybe saved your job? Because that is what fans think.
Again, discussing it. We had a lot of discussions over the 20 years I've been here. August 24th is my 19th year anniversary would have been. And so we've got a lot of water under the bridge. We've had a lot of decisions to make. We've had a lot of discussions, arguments, yelling matches, hugs and kisses.
It's not a no.
All right, so you don't want to answer that. How about this? Did you feel handcuffed in free agency?
You know, the secret of being a good executive and a good general manager is you do the best you can with what you have. And we've all gone through this, whether you're in baseball or in life in general. You do the best with what you have, and we didn't, in ownership's eyes, we didn't do enough with it, and so they made a change.
All right, so I got two questions for you, Mike, and I'm gonna preface this by saying I'm a fan of the team before I am a radio host. So I've always taken the position, and maybe I'm dumb, maybe I'm just, I actually think I am dumb, but beyond that, like, I've always just taken this position that, okay, it makes sense to me. Maybe ownership and management, whatever, decided we're not going to invest a lot of money in this team right now as we rebuild. And as we get closer, we're going to start spending money again like we did back in the day, you know, when Ted was around. Will ownership, in your opinion, spend money again to make this team competitive, or are we going to become the Pirates? Because as a fan, that's like, I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, I mean, without taking a shot at the Pirates, you know, they haven't won in, you know, since 1979. So right. we've had very, very current successes, a long streak of them. We had a really 8-9 year run of it.
No doubt.
I think that separates us from. But you
in the future though
to lump us into a group that hasn't won in years and hasn't been competitive in years, I think that it's a false narrative. I think that this organization is always moving forward. I think when I was there, we had the notice of the national media because of the personnel that we've always had here. We've had some of the biggest named baseball player celebrities that haven't played in a very, very short period of time in DC baseball. So to answer your question, I hope they do. To me, it's a smart business move to do, because when it's time to go, you should go.
That doesn't mean
to pour in, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on the free agent market alone, but make trades, take on contracts, do a Gio Gonzalez trade and extend them for a long term and that type of thing. So there's there's ways to do this the right way for extended success, and I think that there's a blueprint on how to do it already written in the files in Nationals Park.
Mike, we've been in the box with you, and I know that I've seen the army of guys with the computers, right? I've seen the computers on the walls with the exit velocities and all that stuff. Yeah. I know you're sensitive to this idea that the Nats are behind the curve analytically. What do you have to say to people, and especially even some quotes from some
in the media too,
some guys saying, hey, it's going to be totally different now, right? They're going to embrace analytics more. What do you say to that?
Embrace analytics, embrace scouting, embrace whatever you have to embrace. You got to win. And if you win four divisions in 6 years and you win a world championship in 8 years, then you succeeded. And if you didn't, all the computers and all the scouts and all the development people in the world have failed. And there's a lot of ways to win in this game, and there's a lot of ways to build championship rosters, and when you have people with smart ideas and diverse opinions, and that I think that's the healthiest thing you could have. We had it here, and I think that that's the reason we had such success in the organization.
Mike, since you won't be making the pick Sunday, who would you take number one in the draft?
I like that question.
It's a great question. I'm not going to answer it. I got it in my head right now.
Does he have a brother? Does he have a brother that plays for the Orioles?
my opinion has been put in the ballot box with Danny Haas, Brad, and Reed Dunn, and they're going to do a great job of this draft like they did last draft, and just a little shout out to those guys who grinded out for 8 months a year for these 3 days, and they're going to have to adjust accordingly at the last moment. So I think they'll be great.
Is it your prediction you will be a general manager next year?
I don't know about that. I would like to lead another organization and hoist the trophy one more time, and to do it with the right ownership group and the right mindset for an organization. I think that would appeal to me. I'm certainly not going to be egotistical enough to think that that people are going to be throwing job offers at me, but my resume and my personality, my background are pretty well known, and if I fit the right criteria for some ownership group, I would be honored to continue to join the fraternity of general managers, because it is a tough job, and you better be ready for the challenge. And I think I was up for it for 17 seasons, and I think that that my energy level, my health, my mind, and my leadership qualities are still at the upper echelons.
Mike, let me say this on behalf of the show and everybody here at the radio station. We've always appreciated your time with us. You've been great to us. And let me now transition into Riz Kids, which you can talk about. I'm kind of bummed because I'm going to be in Italy during the date, August 3rd, but you're going to have a blackjack tournament.
For you, right.
You got the barbecue bash, blackjack tournament entry, $1,000. Can you fill us in on Riz Kids and the second annual blackjack and barbecue bash?
Well, Riz Kids is our charitable arm for the Rizzo Family Foundation. It's at the MGM MGM Casino and Hotel. Last year was the first time we did it. My wife Jody runs the whole show. Mike Beasley over there at MGM is a great friend.
He's awesome.
And he helps he really helps us, for this event to take off. It's a barbecue party that happens to have a blackjack tournament attached to it, where that you get the prize is $50,000 complimentary chips for your $1,000 entry. And it is a blast. We had a blast last year. You have somebody on there, have somebody on your show that was there last year. It was a blast. And we're anticipating this same, the turnout's going to be great. The turnout last year was outstanding. This year, because of word of mouth, then we've got a great turnout. We're going to expand the amount of people there because of the interest. The Rizzo Family Foundation and Riz Kids is here to we're committed to serve the DC community. All the funds and proceeds are targeted to Washington D.C.'s neighborhoods that need this the most. It's a blackjack tournament on August 3rd at MGM Harbor. You don't need to play blackjack to be involved. You just come and contribute and buy a ticket to the barbecue badge. You can watch the blackjack tournament. We there'll be cigars smoked, there'll be drinks drunk, and there'll be food eaten, music listened to, and you'll have current, former players, you'll have former celebrities, you'll have some political people, you'll have some lobbyists, you'll have a whole bunch of
it'll be an awesome time,
crazy people there. It'll be fun.
Mike, we got to run.
Thank you very much.
Go to rizkids.com. You can get your information. It's August 3rd, 5:30 to 9:30. The barbecue bash kicks off at 7:30. You got the blackjack tournament. You're the best, Mike. We always appreciate it.
Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, Riz.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, guys.
All right,
that's
bro.
Mike Rizzo, former president and general manager of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.